This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Sony's PlayStation gaming network is back functioning to its usual standards today after being crippled for a time by a major cyber attack this weekend. And that's just one part of a strange business of entertainment story today. Our reporter Kate Davidson joins us with more. Morning, Kate.
Good morning.
Sony is emphasizing the personal info of its millions of users was not compromised during this attack. But what did happen?
Well, this was one of those distributed denial of service attacks. The PlayStation Network is what allows people to play games online, and someone flooded it with artificially high traffic and overwhelmed it. And while it looks like Sony was hardest hit, other networks were also targeted. So, David, if you had trouble making a dungeon run with your World of Warcraft guild, that might be why.
That explains it. So who or what was allegedly behind this cyber attack?
Well, a Twitter user known as Lizard Squad has been openly gloating about the attack. It's been described as kind of a hacker vandal collective. In one tweet, it implied it was trying to pressure Sony into using its profits to improve its PlayStation network. Sony did have a huge security breach several years ago where account information was accessed, and it just recently agreed to a $15 million court settlement for that.
And this cyber assault was accompanied by an additional non-digital threat?
Listen to this. In addition to openly mocking Sony and the FBI, Lizard Squad publicly tweeted a bomb scare at American Airlines. It was about a flight carrying Sony's online entertainment president. The flight was diverted. He was fine. Sony says the FBI is investigating.
Kate Davidson, thank you very much.
You're welcome.